Yes, we're in Paris. Miss Fine confused my suitcase with one containing Cece's dog, Chester. Got locked in the closet of a 747, and, well, suffice it to say, we're here. Which, I must admit, is not entirely unpleasant.
For God's sakes, I'm in Paris with a beautiful woman. Come on, let's blow this nightclub and see where life takes us.
Apparently, French wine has a very low alcohol content because life took us right back to the airport. Oh, ow! What the hell was that?
Oh, just a little bump in the road.
Would we hit a deer? We're in the air.
Oh, you have to picture yourself going along a little country lane with a few dips and potholes.
Oh!
What the bloody hell was that?
Oh, Mr. Sheffield! Mr. Sheffield, I just want you to know that these last 3 years have been just the best years of my life. Ow!
I love you.
Well, thank God it was just a little bump in the road. And after 3 long years of working it, I mean, working there, I had finally gotten him to say it.
It's fine. But before we go in, I think I should try to explain to you exactly what happened out there.
Oh, it's okay. It was all that wine and escargot. These weren't good shoes anyway.
Oh, no. You know how it is when you're facing death, how you sometimes say things without thinking.
No.
Ah. It's fine. I thought we were spending our last moments on Earth together up there, and so that's why I, said the thing.
The thing?
Yeah, you know, that I felt that way at that time in that place.
Oh, my God, you're taking back the thing?
Please, Miss Fine, I mean, in the heat of the moment, sometimes people just blurt things out.
You blurted prematurely?
Are you very upset?
No, I'll be fine. It's perfectly understandable. Please don't touch me.
She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door, she was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair, she was there. That's how she became the nanny. Who would have guessed that the girl we described was just exactly what the doctor prescribed? Now the father finds her beguiling.
Watch out, Cece.
And the kids are actually smiling.
Sensuality.
She's the lady in red when everybody else is wearing tan. The flashy girl from Flushing. The nanny named Fran.
Thanks, Fran. What a beautiful doll.
I know. You know, she's Marie Antoinette. Oh, and looky here. This is that restaurant that your father promised to take me to, but then he changed his mind and took it back, which he oft does.
I had made reservations, but the thing was, she...
There's that thing again.
Fran, I have a report due for school. I'm supposed to pick a woman with an interesting career.
Oh, Gracie. I don't know if there's enough to write a whole report about me.
There isn't. That's why I picked Miss Babcock.
Nanny Fine, don't be hurt just because I'm closer to little Gretel than you are.
Gretel never said that.
Aren't we defensive? There's nothing wrong with being just a pretty face. In fact, it's a plus if you have no skills.
I've got skills.
Nanny Fine, identifying what's in the Godivas without a guide is not a skill. Oh, nougat. Oh, come on, you must. must know the only reason you got this job is because of your looks.
Hey, hey, that is not true. I got this job because I lied on my resume.
Men of Maxwell's class enjoy keeping women like you around to flirt with.
You know, you're right. Now, that's bad because...
He doesn't respect you. Don't you know why you get away with murder? It's because of those skimpy little outfits you bounce around in. It's offensive. But just out of curiosity, say you were being sued for, choking a choreographer. What would you wear to court? What an ordeal this flight was. I can't imagine anything more terrifying.
Booga, booga, booga. Cece, I do hope Chester wasn't too traumatized by his trip. Although he didn't seem to mind being in his little travel bag.
Ooh!
Forgot to unpack him, didn't you?
No. Angelica, you know that suitcase in my closet that you said was growling and I called you an insane old witch?
Niles, Niles, I want you to order some flowers for Miss Fine. Make it 2 dozen sterling roses, long stemmed.
Ooh, somebody was so very bad. What did you do? Shall I close the door?
Yes. Just make sure you're on the other side of it.
Come on, sir. The little crumbs you throw me, I live on.
I just have to make up for something I said to Miss Fine on the aeroplane.
What did you say?
None of your bloody business.
Was it about me?
No.
Fine. I'll find out anyway. I always do.
Oh, Miss Fine, please do come in.
Oh, if you're gonna smoke a cigar, please let me snip the end off. In an odd way, I feel it'll make me feel better. Now, I want to ask you something that's very important, but it's private, so give me this lemon a minute.
Ow!
Mr. Sheffield.
No, Miss Fine, what are you doing over there? Come on, come and sit on my desk. Annoy me. It'll be just like old times.
You mean BT before the thing?
Miss Fine, how long are you going to torture me with this?
I'm not going to torture you about it. That's why I came in here, to tell you that I'm over it.
Oh, really?
No, took it back. How's it feel?
Please, Miss Fine, Katz is opening in 14 new cities. I don't feel very strong right now.
All right, let me ask you this one question. When you hired me, did you think I was just attractive?
Absolutely not. I thought you beautiful. Stunning. Drop dead. Gorgeous.
How dare you? Why do you keep trying to hurt me like this?
It got quiet. Are they talking about me?
Oh, I can't believe I'm back in the meat market again. It's so sad. I mean, the best years of my life, and I spend 90% of them with...
a guy who kisses you passionately and takes it back. Asks to marry you, takes it back. Tells you he loves you, takes it...
I was gonna say talking with you, Val. Thanks for the post-game wrap-up. You know, the reason why he keeps taking it back is because I'm nothing but a pretty plaything to him. I mean, he doesn't take me seriously. Can I have a double apricot sour? Rim it with sweet and low. Come on, let's go get a table before some of the yachts tries to pick me up.
Yeah.
Too late, ladies. Hi, I'm Jack. Would you mind if I bought you a drink?
Do you mind? We really want to be alone.
Yeah.
What is it with guys? Why do they always think just because you're at a singles bar in a cute top, a tight skirt, and stiletto heels, you're looking for action?
Well, why why do women think that guys expect them to jump into bed every time they try and buy them a drink? Now, potato skins, I get you both.
I don't think so.
Speak for yourself. I haven't had a potato skin in 3 years.
No, seriously, you sound like a very nice woman. And looks really don't matter to me.
Yeah, right. You're only interested in me from my mind. Like, I haven't heard that before. Actually, I've never heard that.
Yeah, I ordered a drink about 10 minutes ago. Bartender!
It's sitting right in front of you. What, are you blind?
Yes.
A sympathy pickup, pretending to be blind just so that you could take home a couple of college girls?
College girls? Forgive me, I'm very sorry.
Val, get a table. This could work.
I'll drink to that.
Whoa! Watch it, watch it!
I'd like to order a pair of the diamond earrings on page 12.
What are you doing, sir?
You know, for someone who's never bloody around when there's no toilet paper, you're certainly underfoot enough. Just ordering something for Miss Fye?
Well, I really don't think that will make up for what you said.
Oh, for God's sakes, all I said was... Nice try.
Oh, come on, sir, this is cruel. Have you no soul? There is a mean streak in you that is less than beguiling. He told me what he said to you. Are you all right?
He told you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just think that it's pretentious to get a butler from France. And what's gonna happen to you? I mean, who has money for a butler these days?
Hello, hello.
Oh, here, let me get that for you, ma'am. Ooh, what a smashing suit. You look tired. May I draw you a foot bath? You know what? I can't do this. Why don't you just shoot me?
Nanny, fine. Oh, I wish you could have been there with the little one along. I'm more accessible. People think I have a soft, caring side, and then I've got them!
Oh, Fran, I never should have said I'd do my report on her. How can I take it back?
Oh, ask your father. He's the expert in that category. Oh, hi, Jack. Come on in. Did you have any trouble finding the place?
No more than usual.
Hi, handsome boy.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I wasn't quite sure about the suit. It is a suit, isn't it?
Come on in. Watch your step.
Oh, all right. You know what? Maybe I should stay with you. I wouldn't want to break anything.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. You're not going to break anything.
Oh, Granny, I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Accidents happen.
Oh, my God, Miss Fine. What is this mess?
Oh, excuse me. I had no idea you had a date.
I knew. How does it feel to be out of the loop?
How do you do? I'm Maxwell Sheffield.
Hi, I'm Jack.
Well, you certainly bounced back awfully quickly.
Do you mind if we discuss this later?
Fine. What time do you think you'll be home?
Well, I think you lost the right to know that when you took back the thing.
You
Why
are determined
are you always
to
doing
drive that into the ground, aren't you? I come here to reconcile.
Oh, yes,
how do you do? I'm Niles.
Hi. Do you know what's going on between her and this guy?
Why, what have you heard?
Oh, Jack, you know, you are so well-adjusted. I mean, you have your own law firm and you sculpt and you skydive.
No. I had to give that up.
Why?
The dog kept throwing up.
Oh, gee, I'm glad I met you. I mean, it's so nice to meet a guy that appreciates you for your inner self and not just for the way you look. A 90s draft on Smith.
Well, it really doesn't matter to me. You could weigh a ton. I can't see, Freddy.
You know, Mr. Sheffield just thinks of me as an object.
I know. He's only attracted to you because of how you look, and it really bugs him. You know, I think you're just going out with a guy who can't see because you think you have something to prove.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. You're so hung up on this guy. You've mentioned his name 35 times in the last hour.
Well, it's just that me and Mr. Sheffield...
36! No, I really think that you should try and convince him that you're more than just a 90s Kate Smith.
You know, I think that you should know someone a little better before you start pegging them with such deadly accuracy. Oh, Jack, I'm so sorry. I really am using you. How can I ever make it up to you?
So, forget about it. Come on. I'll buy you a drink. Maybe I can even talk you into a plate of potato skins.
You know, for your information, I am giving you such a dirty look right now.
Ooh, what?
Oh, it's a Paulie. Oh. Here you go, kids.
No, Frank, don't throw the ball!
Fran, you're taking this pretty well. Being dumped by a blind guy?
Don't you see? He has no idea what I look like. He dumped me for who I really am.
Oh, it's Paulie the butcher. Hi, Paulie. Oh, is that a new apron? It makes you look so svelte.
I put an extra breast in. Not that you need any help in that department.
Oh, you're terrible.
Ma, now I know why all the other kids were bringing Fluffernutters to school while I was bringing veal medallions on Wonder Bread. You know, Ma, when you flirt and use your looks like that, men do not respect you.
What's with the women's lib all of a sudden? When did you become Gloria Estefan?
That's Gloria Steinbrenner, Ma.
There is nothing wrong with a woman using her God-given gifts.
Well, apparently there is, because Mr. Sheffield thinks that he can say he loves me.
He said he loved you. Oh, that wonderful man.
He took it back.
I'll call Yetta. She'll put a curse on him.
Don't call Yetta, Ma. I already left a message on her machine.
So why did he take it back?
Because he doesn't respect me. To him, I'm just another pretty face.
Darling, that is crap.
Ma, you don't know what you're talking about. Just drop it.
He took it back because he's a basket case.
All right, pick it up.
We don't have the market on guilt, you know. Guilt over the late wife, guilt over the kids, guilt over marrying out of his class.
Gee, Ma, you know, I think you're right. It isn't me. It's him. I never realized how tortured and unhappy he is. Oh, this makes me feel so much better.
Oi, it's the cable man.
Ma. This one's on me. Want free Cinemax? Why don't you come inside? We're about to watch Twist on the movie channel.
We don't get that.
We do now. Listen, I've been thinking about what happened, and I understand.
You do?
Mm-hmm. You're emotionally fucked.
Well, that's a little harsh, Miss Fine. Just a little for Dre. Maybe for Mished.
All I'm saying is that you are afraid of your feelings, so you just relate to me superficially. I mean, we flirt, we play games, I prance around in short skirts, you let me get away with anything.
What? You get into more trouble than the children, Miss Fine. I punished you just last week.
Oh, yeah. That was when you made me take those shoes back that I said I bought for Maggie.
Right. Just like those, only a different color.
Yeah.
That, you know, Miss Fine, you're right. I am afraid. That's why I took it back.
I know.
I've only really been in love once in my life before, and when my wife died, I'm just afraid of going through all that pain again. I mean, what if it didn't work out between us? And what about the children?
Well, it would be hard at first, but we'd let you come visit us on weekends.
Oh, Miss Fine, what if something happened between us? It could ruin everything we have.
Or it could add a whole other dimension that wouldn't be entirely unpleasant. Or it could ruin it. It's happened before.
So, we agree then. Friends.
Friends.
Why did he take it back?
Because he doesn't respect me.
We don't have the...
And I just popped another piece of cake in my mouth. What's wrong with me?
Oi, it's the cable man.
This one's on me. Want of some free cinnamon? Who are these people?